Hello, everybody. This is Terry Laundry. We're doing our Sunday, December 27th, 2009 update here at T-Theory Observations. Today I'm going to do a wind-up of the year, specializing, as I said in the text here, of the current bull market, which is T13 in the reference chart, where it's going and some of the bigger problems we like to see after it tops out in the last top is in scheduled to be August 26, 2010. And I've supplied the charts that we're going to talk about here. But the first thing I want to talk about is the reference chart, because this is one that was dated in 11/20. That is November 20th. And if we bring that up and we look at it, it has a couple of the different themes that we're going to use today. And I think it probably is a good idea to just sort of review that in the bigger perspective. As I had told you earlier, I had originally made this chart up very early in my career. And then in 1999, I stopped doing the advanced decline tees and went off to do envelopes and other things that would basically the stuff that we're doing at the short term, which I post every day, because I needed something that was a little bit more specific. But you really win on the big picture, and this has all the big picture concepts in it. And I think since we're talking about what the big picture is going to be for the rest of the year, for the rest of the new year, and we're going to be looking into the next couple of years after we make this top in August 2000. I thought some of these lessons here, it's somewhat appropriate to talk about it. In this chart, you see the eight-year nominal low between important lows along the bottom of the chart, with an exceptionally long cycle from the 1990 low down to the 2000 low, which was caused by other T's that pushed that speculative surge into a long top, but it gave us a big top. It came down to a 01 low in the advanced decline line, an actual market low at the end of 02-03. We saw a bull market, and we noticed that the advanced decline line went up quite high. It went down to made a double bottom, and now we're rising out of that. One of the things that's very important to notice in this chart is that if you make a new all-time high, which we did going up in 2003-04-05, it is impossible to make a new T without having a fairly serious decline, which occurred into the late 08, early 09 time period. When we get to the next chart, we're going to see that the advanced decline line, which in the long-term picture is just below the all-time high, has gone to new all-time highs. And we still have lifetime left in this bull market. That means that what you're going to see now is what you're going to get. There's a bullish picture. T's do not say how bullish the picture is going to be. We have a projected top date, and we have a first echo momentum peak date. The first top we're going to encounter, a big top, which we would encounter on the long-term charts, is in the early May time period. That's called the first echo top. Then possibly some kind of a topping pattern going into August. And then you're going to enter a new bear market. The chart makes it clear that once you have completed a T and the advanced decline line has made a new peak, there isn't any way to get out of the fact that you're going to have another bear market. That's a product of the 40-year cycle, and it's the big problem that you're going to run into. If we have a really good run up on the advanced decline line, and that pulls in a lot of interest in the stock market as far as the recovery is concerned, that's good for the present. But you have to remember that the profits you make in this bull market kind of have to last after August through a hard time scenario. As you probably remember, we have a forecast of a top in September of 07, and you would say that the decline into late 08, 09 represented hard times. It's very difficult to understand from this chart why you don't have to have a difficult period of time after we make this other top. Okay, so it doesn't do any good to sit and whine about, well, I don't like this, or I think it's toppy. You got the Elliott Wave people are talking about it's going to die here. You've got more thoughtful people like Joseph Stiglitz, who is a Nobel Prize winning economist, saying that they're not going to be able to make the stimulus money is not going to be good enough to carry us into a long economic expansion. And he and Rubini are the two smart people around. And they're going to need another stimulus package. Well, the fact that you're going to run out of tea and then you're going to have to go through another bear market probably is the equivalent in terms in tea theory that you're not out of the woods. And the big question is, do you think the market can all the way go up to the old highs? And the answer is teas don't have anything to do with that. They just give you a time estimate and say that you should be bullish up to a certain point, and then after that it's all over and you have to go into some kind of a decline. The one thing that I think we don't have to worry about in the long-term forecast, but what I will mention is a possibility, is this T10 and T11, where you got into a speculative advance in 98, 97, 98, 99, and T9 ran out, and then you had a little bit of a pullback, and you went a little bit higher and a little bit higher. And those are kind of T's. It's not very likely, I think, given the economic situation, that people are going to sort of get overly enthusiastic about this whole bull market and just run away and try to force a rally that to go give them enough momentum so that after August of next year, you pull back and they keep coming back and they want to buy more and more and buy more. There's a better chance that the problems are going to cause people to turn very cautious and want to sell stocks. And what we do in that case is we use the first echo momentum peak, which is described in the next chart. I would just point out to you while we're talking about while we have this big chart in front of us, you see that the big T coming out of the 02, late 02, early 03 peak, which is T number 12, you'll see that on it's got a black right bar that goes up to the top. That top it was supposed to be in September, but it turned out it drifted over a little bit of October. The reason it drifted over is because there was a peak just earlier to that, which you can just see in the chart, which is the true peak for the advanced decline line. It occurred 3.5 months earlier. It occurred about 3 or 4 months earlier. Maybe it was 4 months earlier. It was June and it was October, so that's the difference. We now know from the technicalities of T theory in the double bottom, which I have discussed before but I won't talk to you about, that the spacing between that early peak and the final peak is the same as the spacing between the double bottom at the center post of T12. If you look down at T12, you see there's actually three bottoms in there. You could say there was two in there, but it's a mess down there. Well, the mess down on the bottom produces a mess on the top. And what we're trying to do in my forecast, we're going to write out a little bit later, is say that is the same problem. You're going to run into that same problem. And so that you really think that the profitability is going to be cut off earlier than the projected top date. So it's not going to be August 26th that is the projected top. It's going to be in the early May time period. And things are going to start to go downhill after that. What you see in that time period will tell you whether you're making the top pattern or not. But certainly, if the advanced decline line, which is the blue line in here, continues up, you know, favorably, so forth, there isn't any way to draw another T because you have to draw the T with a declining tops pattern. And the last declining tops cash buildup phase for T13 is 17 months if you go down into from the early June 07 top to down to early November. It has a double bottom, so that would end it more than 17 months, but that's ambiguous. But if you have to go down another 17 months and this market only makes it up, doesn't make it up to the old highs and so forth, but the T construction requires you to go into another bear market, and a 17-month bear market is not an abnormal amount. If you go back into the time periods of T1 and T2, they were typically around 2 years, which would be 24 months. So you would have to brace yourself with something in that time period, and then what you're looking for is a theme, and the theme is it has to do with this 8-year cycle at the bottom of the page. So let's just wind that discussion up and say that about every 8 years, and then there was a 10-year gap, and the 8 years is probably it has an average of a little bit more than 8 years, but just calling that as a sort of interesting period of changeovers, you have this theme that runs through the market where you try to that every about every 8 years, whatever was popular in the market, which I've got labeled in that chart, it dies into a low 8 years from the last low, and then it rises again like the mythical phoenix bird, which died every 500 or 1,000 years, according to the legends. But this one is just sort of dies every 8 years, and then some new theme comes up in the new time period, in the new cycle, and you really want to know what that is. It's fairly easy to tell what the rest of this bull market's going to be, because it's always interest sensitive. I mean, it's always economically sensitive stocks. The rally that we've had so far is just a recovery. Now on the people are going to be looking at what the earnings are, and so you have to look at it that way to find out what they're looking for this cycle, which dies in August of next year. But simultaneous to that, should be a theme that is running off the 8 years, and it's the kind of theme you can't kill it just because you went through a T. And my personal preference is that's gold bullion, but it could be something else. There's a lot of candidates for that, but you don't really know what they are. You just have to look around and try and figure it out. But if you're looking for something that's a superior investment, you have to kind of decide what is this new cycle coming out of the 09 low really good for. It probably can't be the financial stocks that took the big dive. That's the one that crashed and burned into the 09, so that they're sort of out of the loop. So, you know, maybe it's technology or something like that, but there's a lot of food for thought, and as we go into the new year, we'll be looking at that. Okay, so let me end this discussion here, and then we'll get onto the other chart. Bye-bye.